right. Thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Write down our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Not completely healed, but maybe we're getting some progress on the throat today, Linda. Maybe it's your honey. That's what I'm guessing. Maybe it's honey. Local honey, which I had never known before. You know, I just read the reaction of Eric Trump as it relates to Zero Experience Hunter. We now know using the N-word multiple times. You know, he had a lawyer who happened to be white, not African-American. Anyway, but he kept using the N-word according to text. Daily Mail broke the story and referring to his white lawyer as a N-word multiple times, you know, true dat N-word. Bannered, I only love you because, quote, you're black, and a shocking text unearthed from the email, from the laptop from hell for Hunter. And, you know, one exchange, the younger Biden asking this attorney, how much money do I owe you, before adding, because you N-word, whatever. And you better not be charging me Hennessy rates, is what he said. Now, Eric Trump responded to this, and he actually said something I thought was pretty profound. And Breitbart picked up on it. And he said, you know, how is it corporate media ignored the entire story? How is that possible? I'm adding this part. He writes, I raised $30 million for children dying of cancer at St. Jude before the age of 30. Lowest expense ratio of any charity in the country, and the media portrays me as a villain. Now, it just happens to be Eric Trump's passion. To him, the saddest thing that happened with his dad becoming president, because I knew him, I talked to him, he told me, was he had to stop raising money for St. Jude. It's his passion. And he raised a lot of money. Well, your father donated the golf course. You did it for, you know. I'm like, okay, really? It's for kids with cancer. Anyway, he says, I raised $30 million for children dying of cancer at St. Jude before the age of 30, the lowest expense ratio of any charity in the country. The media portrays me as a villain. Hunter Biden smokes crack, uses horrible racist rhetoric, sells his father's influence around the world to enrich himself. Denied, I'll add this part, denies being the father of a child and a woman that was on his healthcare system. I know, I never heard of this woman before. And he's being praised by the media while writing books entitled Beautiful Things. And his brother Don Jr. saying that the media, you know, would lose their damn minds and it would be the number one story in all of media, fake news, CNN, MSDNC, for weeks and weeks on end. And the bottom line, he says, is the left is not intellectually honest about racism. They use it when they can for political gain, and when it serves no purpose, it's totally ignored. It's a shame they take something so serious, so lightly, and in essence make a mockery of all of those afflicted. Remember, you know, the whole Charlottesville, there were some good people there. Well, when you take it out of context, it sounds like, well, the president's saying about those people that were, you know, racist, that were there in Charlottesville, are all good people. No, he said, and a lot of bad people too, he said. And that got ignored. And, you know, look at how the media went there. You know, last night I saw this too on Breitbart. I guess Kid Rock used some type of what they're describing on NBC News, a homophobic slur. I didn't see the verbiage of it during a performance Saturday when he was in Tennessee. And NBC News, you know, they cover that story, quote, the musician whose real name is blah, 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 apparently lashed out at audience members who were recording the show on their phones, according to a video published by TMZ. Meanwhile, NBC's Twitter account ignored the explosive report about a meme discovered on Hunter's laptop depicting his father calling former President Barack Obama my N-word. Now, how would, if I'm right, and I say it often, I say Joe Biden was in the candidate protection program and the media mob never asked him tough questions, and they didn't, and they gave him a pass and they let him hide out every day. just like they won't acknowledge that he looks weak, frail, and that he's a cognitive mess. I mean, I'm just like, oh, he's going on this trip, G7 meetings, Putin, you know, the Queen, he's going everywhere. I'm like, I don't think he's up for this. We'll see. We know that Democrats, they cannot believe what a disaster. There was even stories about it. The White House is perplexed by Kamala Harris's answers. You know, simple, why haven't you been to the border? Are you planning on going to the border? Well, I haven't been to Europe either. Okay, well, she hasn't been to the moon either. You know, Kamala, I've been to the border 12, 13, 14 times. I stopped counting everywhere from the Rio Grande through San Diego. And you'll learn a lot, Kamala, because I went out on horseback. I went up in helicopters. I went out on boats. I went out on foot patrol. And I was there when gang members were arrested. I was there when families were crossing from Central America. I went to the drug warehouses. I've been inside the tunnels dug from Mexico up into an office building in San Diego. You might learn, just go to the drug warehouse and see where, you know, all the heroin that's confiscated and fentanyl that's confiscated. Yesterday, Los Angeles Sheriff, they had their biggest drug bust ever in terms of quantity of drugs coming across the border. And it's so obvious how corrupt the media is that, okay, you know, like, for example, I just make a point of reminding people, because if any Trump ever used the N-word, we know what the media would be rightly be criticizing. It's a horrible word. It would be awful. People that use it, I have no respect for them. You know, people that say they're white nationalists, but you're not conservative. No real conservative wants any part of your ignorance. Let me put it that bluntly. Nobody likes racist people. One of the worst things you can call somebody is a racist. You know why? Because racism is evil. It's horrific. I believe that we're all children of God. That's my heartfelt belief. I talk about it all the time. Natural law. You know, endowed by our creator, not a thing, you know, the thing, but a creator, the creator of everything. And that means every man, woman, and child. And racism is repugnant and it's evil. It's simple. But if you're a Democrat, you get the pass. Imagine if Donald Trump, and I always tell the story about, okay, Joe Biden praising the former Klansman, Robert Byrd, the guy that literally filibustered the Civil Rights Act of 64, the Voting Rights Act of 65, and then partnered with this guy to stop the integration of schools, school busing, and because he didn't want public schools to become, his words, racial jungles. Did that come up in the campaign at all? The only one that brought it up that I remember was Kamala Harris. And she dropped that like, you know, there was no tomorrow almost immediately. I mean, why wouldn't the media vet that in the lead up to an election? Because they would have if it was a Republican. And that's the point. It's another example. Journalism is dead. You know, Hunter didn't use this term once. He used it multiple times. You know, Miranda Devine writes, you know, racist Hunter texts, more proof Biden's projecting their white privilege onto America. You got to love Miranda. Because she's turning it around right back on them. And Hunter Biden facilitating deals for Democratic consultants now under investigation, stuff that we've been telling you, nobody else seems to want to tell you. I mean, it's just pretty unbelievable. You know, we now are on a trajectory in terms of the border disaster to have the largest influx of illegal immigrants aided and abetted by Joe and Kamala in the last 20-something years. You know, we're getting nearly 200,000 each and every month. You know, if Donald Trump was building the cages like Joe and Kamala were building at the border, although they're too busy to go down and learn anything and see it for themselves, and they spend too much time preventing the media, and even our cameras were not allowed inside these facilities. We had cameras there for the Hannity show on TV. They would not let our cameras inside of the cages Joe and Kamala built for kids that were overcrowded with the tinfoil blankets, you know, kids on top of each other in the middle of a pandemic. And then we now know that in the dark of night, transportation is giving, and they're shipping illegal immigrants into the 48 continental United States, and they're saying, here, you guys deal with it. Food, shelter, education, health care, it's on you. Okay, and what are the states going to do? The states are not legally allowed to kick people out. So now they have what choice? They're going to let people starve to death? No, they're now going to bear the financial burden of Joe's open border policies. But it's not the states that are bearing the burden. It's the taxpayers that are bearing the burden. Just like the inflation that he's causing, we're bearing that burden. When he raises corporate taxes, well, now they're looking for reconciliation to get that done. Then those taxes will similarly be passed on to you. You know, he gives a waiver. There's now, I think, 68 congressmen that have now, House Republicans, urging Biden to reinstate sanctions against the Russian pipeline. Why are you giving Vladimir a waiver? And yet you're closing down the Keystone XL pipeline and killing American jobs in the process. White House insiders, by the way, are perplexed. They cannot believe how bad Vice President Harris was on this trip to Guatemala and Mexico. I mean, this even fake news CNN is acknowledging it was a disaster. You know, Biden has pretty much handed off every job to Kamala Harris, even calling foreign leaders, even traveling abroad. Okay, now he's going to Europe. It's going to be interesting to see if Joe can keep up or if he's going to fall asleep, you know, or if the wind's going to blow him over again. But, you know, Harris, you know, she now has had to take on pretty much every single issue. And her answer, well, I don't need to go to the border. Why not? Why don't you go down to the border? Why don't you talk to the people on the front lines? Why don't you learn something? Except that, you know, you just want amnesty. And as a candidate, you said, come here for free health care. You know, there's even one Democratic strategist saying that Kamala Harris will be haunted forever by this disastrous performance in Guatemala. The Guatemalan president lectured her and Joe and said, you're to blame for this. You caused this. You watch my TV show, you know, we already knew that because we were interviewing the people entering the country illegally. Why are you coming? Joe told us to come. We played the clips of Joe saying, yeah, if you're seeking asylum, come here. Kamala saying, yeah, we'll give you free health care also. You know, oh, such a difficult trip. I mean, just like our Secretary of State gets lectured on human rights by the communist Chinese. Are you kidding me? And they took that? I mean, oh, I pray to God he cancels this meeting with Putin. Putin is going to eat his lunch. I'm telling you, whether it's public or not, he'll run circles around Biden, and he knows it. It's scary.